Yemen is living one of its worst crises. Prices of food have gone up by 25% in 2 months, according to the UN office in charge of humanitarian affairs. That's because of a blockade imposed by Saudi Arabia against the Houthi government. The United Nations is trying to facilitate peace talks in the area, but Richmond University professor Sheila Carapiccio says that Saudi Arabia won't stop fighting until the Houthis give up power.
Their position is first you surrender, then we'll negotiate.
Saudi Arabia doesn't want the Shia Muslim group to be in charge in neighboring Yemen. Carapiccio says that the Saudi intervention in the country is helping extremists that the Houthi government used to undermine. Don't forget the adage, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, even if it's just for a short moment.
Perhaps it's unintentional, but it's rather clear that so far the Saudi-led air campaign has facilitated the ability of al-Qaeda and other jihadist groups to move about freely in Yemen.
So far, the United States has backed the intervention in Yemen. Former ambassador to Yemen, Stephen Sesh, says that by supporting Saudi Arabia in Yemen, Washington hopes to fix their relationship that has deteriorated since the Iran deal.
Washington said, well, here's a way for us to demonstrate that commitment we have to our allies' security.
Precisely because they're helping, Sesh says that the U.S. has a way to push toward peace in Yemen. After all, Sesh says, the U.S. is providing Saudi Arabia with munitions.
And it is an opportunity for us to sit down with our Saudi partners and basically have a conversation that says, if you need more munitions, you need to explain to us how quickly it's going to end. What are your thoughts about how we get out of this conflict now?
Last Tuesday, a boat carrying fuel arrived at the port of Hodeidah. That was the first shipment in 3 weeks to reach this Yemeni port. In September, the country met only 1% of its fuel needs. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.